Olympic success masks cuts and inequality in sport. Lenny Shale, Socialist Party National Committee. Every Olympics reflects the sad contradiction of the world we live in, but Tokyo 2020 took this to a whole new level. On the one hand, millions of people enjoyed and were inspired by the exhilarating displays of speed, skill, elegance, and endurance of Kipchoge in the men's marathon, British BMX rider Beth Shriver powering to gold, and Charlotte Worthington becoming the first woman to land a 360-degree backflip. But on the other hand, the games took place against the backdrop of protests in Japan. The games went ahead purely to preserve the mega profits of exploitative companies. Meanwhile, COVID infections and deaths in Japan continue to rise rapidly. While all Olympic athletes and team staff were sure to get vaccines, rollout has barely got going in Japan. Working class participation. And there is another aspect still. Team GB's success in the medal table hides a rapidly growing crisis of access and participation in sports and exercise. According to a recent presentation by Sport England, in the last decade about half of Team GB medalists attended a private school, while only 6% of serial medalists attended school in a city, compared with 39% of the UK population. This reveals serious problems with how sport is funded and organised, who controls the funds, and what objectives sporting organisations seek to achieve. Millions, young and old, will have been inspired in the last 2 weeks, but the opportunities for working class people in Britain to take part in basic sports, let alone those requiring equipment and facilities, are worse than ever. In May, a report highlighted how one-third of children now leave primary school unable to swim, with 40% not given swimming lessons, even though it is part of the national curriculum. This is a consequence of years of cuts, austerity and attacks to school and public swimming facilities. A similar fate has met most other public sports and exercise facilities. Previously, the Sports Council, with its motto Sport for All, directed and governed sport in the UK. In 1994, the Tory government replaced it with UK Sport, which concentrates funding on top-end professionals. The idea behind this came from former Olympian and Tory, Sebastian Coe. He saw financial support for elite sport as the overriding priority, putting local authorities in charge of grassroots sport. But over many years of Tory and New Labour attacks on public services, funding for mass participation has been one of the first victims. This has excluded the majority from ever getting the opportunity to try out many sports. Sports funding elitism has even reached a stage where some athletes were denied selection for Rio and Tokyo, despite having qualifying times, because they weren't deemed medal winners. The Socialist Party campaigns for the funding, facilities, and time for everyone to take part in sports. Reverse cuts and sell-offs of school and community facilities. We call for the nationalization of all sport and exercise facilities for the benefit of everyone, and for investment in free high-quality sport aimed at participation at every level.